A climate compromise. I'm Jennifer King with an AP News Minute. Almost 200 nations accepted a climate proposal Saturday aimed at keeping a key global warming target alive, although several countries at the UN talks said they were disappointed by the changes put forward by India to phase down rather than phase out coal power. U.S. Special Climate Envoy John Kerry urged delegates to accept the proposal.
Not everyone gets to make choices that actually affect an entire planet. We here are privileged today to do exactly that.
It's a sure sign that Christmas is coming.
New York City ushers in the holiday season Saturday with the arrival of one of the world's most famous Christmas trees in Rockefeller Center. The crowd cheered as the 79-foot Norway spruce was set up in the plaza. Devin Price's family donated it.
The atmosphere here at Rockefeller Center was electric.
It's the first time a tree has come from Maryland since the tradition began 8 decades ago. Rockefeller Center chief gardener Eric Posey found it while scouting Christmas trees.
We just stood it up and it looks absolutely gorgeous.
The lighting ceremony is set for December 1st. Julie Walker, New York.
An alliance of unions representing 50,000 Kaiser Permanente workers in California, Oregon, and 6 other states have called off a strike notice after reaching a tentative labor deal with the healthcare network. The 4-year contract includes annual wage increases while maintaining health benefits for employees. Some sad news from Florida. Winter, the star of the 2011 movie Dolphin Tail, has died. The dolphin inspired many with the story of her recovery using a prosthetic tail to swim after her tail was amputated when it became entangled in a crab trap rope, cutting off her circulation. The Clearwater Marine Aquarium said the dolphin suffered twisted intestines that were impossible to reach through surgery. Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers has been reactivated from the reserve COVID-19 list, clearing the way to make his return Sunday against the Seattle Seahawks. Rodgers tested positive for COVID-19 last week. The NFL fined the Packers, Rodgers, and receiver Alan Lazard for violating league and players' union COVID-19 protocols. Seattle Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson said he's also ready to return this week after missing the team's past 3 games following surgery on the middle finger on his throwing hand. I'm Jennifer King, AP News.